about the Ne'ilah service. The service historically has been done at the close of the Day of Atonement, at the close of Yom Kippur. And it said when the historically, when the temple gates were closing, this service would be happening. So if you can imagine with me, way, way, way back thousands of years ago in temple times, and much, a lot of the liturgy that we do, at least in its more ancient form, was done by the priests, even in the first temple, much less the second temple. Things like the Shemona Esrei, we do it three times a day. Historically, we do it in the morning service, the afternoon service, and the evening service, you know, the Avot and the Givorot. That is supposed to mimic the three sacrifices that were given in the temple. And the priests would minister, and they would chant, and they would say things like the Shema, and they would sing the Psalms, and they would, it's a very ancient prayer, the Amidah was done. But if you can imagine being back then, and the temple gates, the big temple gates are closing. This is what's happening now after the books have been opened, the temple gates have been opened for this Yom Kippur. After 30 days of Elul, preparing our hearts, Rosh Hashanah, where we're meeting our King. And now 10 days later, after the 10 days of awe, the closing of the gates at the end of Rosh Hashanah. So traditionally, historically, we ask God to inscribe us in the book of life, you know, as we go through these 10 days of awe. We petition the Almighty. We reflect on our lives. We ask Him, just like that, we cry out to God. We ask Him for forgiveness for the wrongs that we have done. And now, after all of that, we come to Ne'ilah. And now, instead of saying, inscribe us, Lord, in the book of life, we say, seal us as the gates close. It's a beautiful thing to know that you're sealed, that you're written in the book of life. And those of us that have accepted Yeshua as Messiah, the Mashiach, Yeshua who came, we have accepted His sacrifice for our sins. We know and we have confidence that we are written in the book of life. And we can rejoice in that tonight. Our sins have been atoned for. We can ask for forgiveness. And the blood of Yeshua cleanses us from our sins. We want to celebrate that tonight. So, as the gates close, spiritually speaking, where are our hearts? Are our hearts with God? Are our hearts ready to be closer to God this year? To love Him a little bit more than we have before? And maybe love our neighbor a little bit more than we have before? This is how we can walk this out, this newness of life that we can have in Yeshua. We can walk this out by loving God and loving others. Two simple things, but sometimes two very difficult things to do, depending on how our neighbor is treating. It doesn't say love your neighbor unless your neighbor is unlovable or that your neighbor does things that bother you or hurt you. We should remember these things as we've been saying the confessions before the Lord. Our hearts have gotten close to God. Let's keep them close this year as we follow after Yeshua, our Messiah, as the perfect example for us. Let's pray together. Lord, we just thank You for this wonderful opportunity to come before You on these days of awe, the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, which is really all about You as our King. And Lord, now as we go through these 10 days of awe and we're coming to the end where the gates are closing, Lord, may we all be written in the book of life. May we all have accepted Yeshua, the Messiah's sacrifice for us. May we all have said, forgive us, Lord, of our sins. Our sins have caused us to be separated from You, and accept the sacrifice of Yeshua and be saved and have that eternal life with God and be sealed, not only inscribed, but sealed forever in the Lamb's book of life. We thank You, Lord, and we praise You for that sealing in Messiah Yeshua that we can have. And it's in His name we pray. Amen and amen.